National English Competition for College Students. Level C Mock Test 2. Part 1 Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Then read the four choices marked A, B, or D, and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Hi, my name is Jack.
Hey Jack. I'm Seth.
It's nice to meet you.
Looks like we're going to be roommates.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm from Tacoma. How about you?
I'm from Ontario.
In Canada?
No, it's in California. It's a smaller city in Southern California.
So what made you come here?
I wanted to go to a different state.
I see. Hey, if you don't mind, I took this side of the room.
No problem. They look the same to me.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
I'm a night person.
That's great. So am I. I like to sleep in the morning.
That should work out well then. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation. Then read the four choices marked A, B, or D, and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Caitlin Friedman offers advice on being a smart woman in charge in her new book, The Girl's Guide to Being a Boss Without Being Unpopular. Good morning, nice to have you here.
Right. Those women need my book terribly.
Absolutely. Why is it that when women become the boss or become leaders, they tend to be unpopular?
Well, we think there are two reasons. The first is, it's really unfair that in the workplace people expect women to be emotionally there for them. You would never take your personal problems to a male boss, but you do take them to a woman boss because women are nurturing. Just because that's what women do.
You expect them to understand the issues with your kids or whatever.
Right, and the other thing is there haven't been any positive women role models. I mean, there are very few positive women role models out there.
And we'll get to some of that in a minute, but why are the roles so different for men and women when they do become the boss?
Well, I think it really has to do with the lack of role models. I mean, when we were growing up and coming into the professional environment, we had really tough women bosses, but they had learnt from men. So we think that women need to be able to manage the way they are comfortable in managing.
What's the number one mistake women are making?
I think the number one mistake women are making is that they're trying to do something the way that's not comfortable for them. You know, you really need to be firm and fair. You need to know what your employees need from you before you just want to set out these blanket things. The other thing is that if you are emotional once in a workplace, you are the crier from then on, though you cried only this time in 10 years.
Is there no place for emotion then in a workplace?
Well, we don't think there is. I mean, we think that you can be yourself, which is kind and supportive, warm and giving, but not crying, screaming, or beating people.
That sounds crazy. So let's talk about practical advice, how women can avoid some of these bad behaviors that will keep them from being popular. First, the bad boss behavior, insecurities rule.
I think a lot of women are uncomfortable with leadership positions. I mean, men too, but I think that women in particular, and that can bring insecurity.
Gender discrimination. Do women tend to favor men in a workplace?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we think that there is definitely internalized sexism that goes on.
Why is that? I mean, why can't women relate with their coworkers? Or if they're the boss, why can't they just give them the power they need?
Well, we are not sure why, but I think it'll change. With books like this, and the fact that more women are in a workplace every day, it will change, just by sheer numbers.
So, some keys to being a better manager, as you say, are to provide clear visions, support your staff, be advisor.
Absolutely. We think it's the women's responsibility, when they are in leadership positions, to be more advisor than manager.
Caitlin Friedman, thanks so much for the great advice.
Section B. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
11. Children who found fame in live shows and made a fortune by endorsing commercial products will have to halt their early career, as their ads will be banned after September 1st when the new advertising law goes into effect. Under the new law, those under the age of 10 cannot be used to promote products.
The stick is really better than the carrot when it comes to motivating people, a study has found. Although modern management and schooling techniques favor praising workers or students, the new research suggests that negative feedback produces more improvement than positive affirmation. In fact, punishments were up to 3 times more effective at improving performance than rewards.
13. The UN Children's Fund reports school attendance in Zimbabwe has rapidly declined from more than 85% in 2007 to just 20% by the third term of 2008. The LMCEF representative in Zimbabwe, Roland Monish, says the cholera epidemic and the collapse of basic services are adversely affecting the population. He says children are staying away from school because they have to help their parents look for food or find ways to earn money to help support their families.
14. Sea Life London's divers have taken to the depths of the famous aquarium's tanks to form an underwater orchestra. Our friends at Sea Life London never fail to impress us. Sea Life London's professional divers took to the depths of the aquarium's tanks in their not-so-regular diving gear. In addition to their regular tanks and masks, they're also sporting orchestral tails, instruments, and sheet music.
United States National Weather Service says that this huge winter storm has dumped some 68.3 centimeters of snow in Central Park, making it the worst blizzard to hit New York City since records began in 1869. To add to the problems facing the entire northeastern seaboard, winds across the region have been gusting at up to 96 kilometers an hour, causing serious localized drifting.
Section C. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using no more than 5 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Father's Day was first observed in Spokane, Washington, in 1910. Mrs. Dodd first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1906. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, who was widowed when his wife died in childbirth after their 6th child was born. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other 5 children by himself. Mrs. Dodd wanted Father's Day to be celebrated on the first Sunday in June, her father's birthday. But it wasn't until 1966 that President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation, declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. In 1972, President Richard Nixon established a permanent national ceremony of Father's Day to be held on the third Sunday of June, coming almost 60 years after Mother's Day had been proclaimed a national holiday. Today, Father's Day has become a day to not only honor your father, but all men who act as a father-like figure, such as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and adult males.
Father's Day was first observed in Spokane, Washington, in 1910. Mrs. Dodd first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1906. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, who was widowed when his wife died in childbirth after their 6th child was born. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other 5 children by himself. Mrs. Dodd wanted Father's Day to be celebrated on the first Sunday in June, her father's birthday. But it wasn't until 1966 that President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation, declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. In 1972, President Richard Nixon established a permanent national ceremony of Father's Day to be held on the third Sunday of June, coming almost 60 years after Mother's Day had been proclaimed a national holiday. Today, Father's Day has become a day to not only honor your father, but all men who act as a father-like figure, such as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and adult males.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.